It's time for Missed Connection Wednesday on WIXX, brought to you by Optivision. Call 1-800-20-HAPPY today. All right, let's get right to it, shall we?
To the pregnant girl at Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Hi.
Yep.
I saw you were outside. You were the prettiest, most stunning woman I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I don't care that you're 9 months pregnant. You are glowing. We talked for only a minute, but I could have talked to you for days. Tell me what your due date is when you reply. I hope to hear from you soon.
All right.
She with somebody? She is pregnant. 9 months pregnant. She's about to hatch.
Might be somebody involved.
Yeah, might be someone in the picture.
Looking for Heather. We met at your job. You helped some of my friends. I said, it is cold today. While I was sweating, LOL. You did a great job and the other Heather agreed. Write me here if you are interested. What was I wearing? I have to make sure it is you.
Nice. File this one under vague. Saw you working at a eating place on Oneida Street. We made eye contact several times as you walked by the table. Didn't know if there was interest on your part. Hope there would be and would like to get together for a drink and talk sometime. If this is you, reply with the restaurant you were working at in the subject line.
Because there's very few.
Right, there's only a couple.
Right. Yeah.
Eye contact at a eating place on Oneida.
Yeah.
Why, that's got to be Cheesecake Heaven.
Ride. I saw you at Taco Bell yesterday. You was riding a motorcycle alone. You offer some ride. I told I can't. You said your brother live in some city I live. If you want meat, just let me know what time. What city I live?
Mike, now that you're getting divorced, why don't you give me a try? I've always had a crush on you, and I think we get along great. So that you know that I know who this is, your clue is... You gave me your phone number in front of something brown.
Ah.
If interested, we can keep this as public or private as you like.
Mm-hmm. I hope I hear from you! It's Missed Connection Wednesday on WIXX.
Merry-go-round Lakeside Park. Today on the merry-go-round, you sat down next to me and talked. You are very cute. How would you like to tangle with a cougar? Seriously, tell me who I was with and my hair color. Really would like to meet.
Oh.
Well, it looks as though our novel and story won't have the ending we expected it would have when it was penned those few years ago.
Oh, no.
I still have the sweeping novel, though I haven't read it since we split last. In fact, I almost gave it back when I was getting rid of everything else. I'm going to hang on to it. Dot, 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 dot. I think it should be finished because the beginning was perfect and beautiful. Mm. Even if it was set on a stage of turmoil. You are nearly gone. For that, I am saddened. It will always and only be you.
It's not surprising some of these people are alone.
So dramatic.
Alright, what do you got?
You run past my house with your dog, Mabel. Hi! While washing my car this summer, you run past my house and your dog stopped to cool off in the water. We had a nice brief conversation about maybe Mabel. When you said we got her, did you mean you and your boyfriend? Or...
No?
Mind in the clouds.
No, oh, here we go.
Edited for content.
Mm-hmm.
I was so shy. It was my turn to go to the head of the class and give my speech. I looked down the aisle and seen you with your legs wide open and your miniskirt. My speech was so hard to give as I stared at your beautiful... underwear, we'll just say. Everything on you looks so tight from head to toe. I really like you, but don't know how to say it to you.
This is not the way.
You're more beautiful than all the diamonds in the world. Really wanna... legs. You're so hot, probably not even in my league.
Probably not.
If you notice me like I do you, maybe hint to me if you want me to ask you out. Sincerely, Stud.
Such a stud. I need you to hint to me. If
so
you want to go out.
Yeah. You can't even ask her out.
I'm so macho.
Yeah. I am so desirable that I will simply gawk at you down the aisle in class. And write inappropriate things on Craigslist.
Fazoli's. I know I look good. Thanks for asking. You're not bad looking yourself. Get a hold of me sometime. And that is that.
Fazoli's.
Nothing screams I really want to get to know you than someone who says, I'm good looking.
Blue Volvo. I just have to tell you that I find you extremely sexy. Winky?
Mm-hmm.
The only misconnection we have is so much going on the last few weeks. So I thought I'd use a little surprise for you note to make you smile. Smiley? Have a great day, sexy. Winky?
Okay, that was pretty... Yeah. So yeah, was somebody in a blue Volvo they saw? In a blue...
I don't know. I don't know if they... It seems like they know each other.
Yeah, they got to sell that better. Yeah.
Right, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
It was this close.
I don't think there's anything wrong with... what. I just don't want to read something that all of a sudden we're like, oh, that was really inappropriate to say because I don't really know what it means.
Right. No. Should I see it first?
Just like an Urban
Dictionary
thing?
The last sentence. Yeah, that's what I mean.
The last sentence.
Or no, the last line.
Yeah,
the skinny? Don't read it?
No, let that one go.
Let it go. Wait, don't read it or I can't?
Correct. Don't read it.
Okay, just kidding.
Then we're overruling that one.
Too bad. Yeah. Oh, is that the teddy bear?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. I think I know that guy.
Okay, then we'll go country cougar. Who doesn't love a good cougar?
Wow, good cougar strong today.
You might be almost old enough to be my mother, but something about you has me hooked. We work together and our situation there makes it hard for me to take anything further. Your love life has been lacking lately, and it shows. I would love it if we could help each other relieve some tension. Mm. If you think this might be you, email me with some info. We both would know. Because of the nature of our work relationship, I can't be more specific here, but we'll give more details privately.
Oh. All right. You got one more good one?
Sure. Another terrifically vague post.
All right.
At the mall.
At the mall.
Seen you a few times at the mall. You play lots of football. What's your name?
That's it. Well, for sure, they're going to hook up.
And we can narrow it down to the Fox River Mall.
Okay. And you play lots of football.
This is not Bay Park.
Right.
Looks like that's all I can do here, though.
Okay.
Seen you a few times at the mall. You play lots of football. Right, got it. What's your name?
All right.
I'm looking up that word, and it's a good thing I
know. All right. Do you have one more, or is that it?
Oh, sorry. I was really busy looking up that word. I think I can find one.
All right. One more. Misconnection Wednesday here on IXX.
You were standing in your window yesterday after you got out of the shower. I know you saw me see you. You seemed to stay there a few extra seconds, giving me a nice show. We are both married, but doesn't mean we can't have more of those morning moments. Put the street you live on in the subject. Hope to hear from you.
Could you imagine looking out your window
Stalker,
after you shower and somebody's there?
It is Misconnection Wednesday at WIXX, brought to you by OpDivision, where LASIK 1350 and I, regardless of your prescription, call 1-800-20-HAPPY today.